This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. So, this time, let's talk about what it means to be off-book. You know, of course, the definition of off-book is you have your lines memorized cold. You know them backwards, forwards, inside and out, and you don't need the script in your hand. So if you're auditioning, you may feel the instinct to show that you're off-book by not holding your sides. But guys, I'm going to give you a ninja tip here. If it's a pre-read, especially, different rules for the callback. I'll get into that in a second. If it's a pre-read, keep sides in hand. While you're auditioning, if you're off book, we can tell even if you're holding your sides in your hand. And the reason it's a ninja move to hold on to your sides while you're auditioning, especially in pre-reads, even if you're off book, is because since we can tell you're off book, so we're not, you know, first of all, you're not being judged on were you able to be off book and you know, what's your ability to memorize. That's really secondary to how did you bring the character to life? How are you conveying the story that's in the script in this time that we have together in this audition? But if you are able to hold the script in your hand, show us you're off book, but keep us comfortable that if you were to lose a line or a phrase or somehow go up on your lines, you have that script in hand. You've got those sides. So you're able to go to that material and pick up the line and keep the scene moving. So often, actors who come in without script in hand to prove they're off book and to show, hey, look how I memorized, will go up on a line and then they have to call for a line or they scurry over to their backpack and pull out the sides, interrupting the audition flow altogether to pull out their sides and regain that moment where they were in the script. It is so much more comforting to everybody in the room if you just keep your sides in hand, because even if you never reference them, we know you have a safe place to go should you need to. The second reason you keep script in hand when you are, especially in your pre-read, doing a cold read, or even if you are off book, is because you teach the buyers that this is a work in progress. There's a psychological thing that happens for us. While we're watching your audition, if your sides are in hand, we know somewhere, this is not the finished product. This is a work in progress. This is an audition. And that psychological trick of holding on to the sides to remind us that you're directable, that this is not the finished, polished product, although you're going to do your best, right, is something that's really helpful. It actually goes a really long way to help you stay in our minds as someone who could be directed in another way. And we may take the opportunity right there in the room to ask you to try it another way. Now, if you are auditioning on camera and there's just a session runner in the room, the casting director is not there, or if the casting director's not there, if the casting director is there, but the director, the producer is not there, which at pre-reads oftentimes, you're not going to be in front of the final decision maker. It is really important to make sure you know the frame of the camera, because if you're auditioning on a very tight frame, you need to hold your sides just in the edge of frame so that we, when we're watching tapes later, and of course by tapes, I mean the digital product at this point, when we're watching tapes later, we see just the teeniest little edge of the paper in the frame. And that reminds us, even if we weren't in the room with you, that this is a work in progress and that you are directable and that we could probably ask you to make adjustments if we needed to. So that's two really important reasons to hold on to your sides, even if you are completely off book. Definitely, if you can be off book for every read, you are going to be miles ahead of most people. Because especially in a market like Los Angeles, if you're here, you are going out so frequently that you may not have time to get off book for everything. I have a wonderful story that I'm going to share with you later about an actor who came in from New York and was so completely familiar with the script for a pre-read that it blew us all away. There is something really nice about the discipline of finding a way to get off book every single time. Not so that you're completely married to your choices, not so that you're over-rehearsed and can't take direction, not so that you can't make it feel like the first time every time, but so that you really do know the words, the language, the cadence, the rhythm. It's really important that you work that skill as an auditioning actor so that you are always able to bring the story to life with the brilliance that only you can share. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for goodies galore. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.